Yeah, I mean, it's a brand new season. I think what's happened in the past is kind of irrelevant, in my opinion. We're 1-0. Chiefs are 1-0. They're coming off a really good win over, you know, who I think is a really good Houston team, beating them pretty soundly at their place. And then, you know, a home opener, just like it was for us last week. Crowd's into it. Players are fired up. And so it's really the NFL really wanted to challenge us this year, playing Baltimore week one and the Kansas City Chiefs at their place 4 days later. So be a tough place to play, tough team to play, and got just a couple days to get ready.
Hey, and they listed you on the injury report with a back, just sore from game one?
Yeah. You know, I mean, you know, my thoughts on the injury report. I think the media should have to do an injury report as well. I think all you guys I'd like to create it myself, you know, and just, yeah, I mean, to think about, I mean, just, I'm going to put down what I think y'all's injuries are. Let me start with Cliss. I mean, just, you know, the carpal tunnel from all the texting of his sources, you know, who else? D-Mac, you know, the laryngitis from ripping me all week, you know, and the rash that he has that's unidentified, you know. But the fact that he still is here every day to overcome that, I think, is kind of admirable. I mean, Woody, in my opinion, is probably the healthiest of all of y'all. I mean, this is not a healthy group by any means, but Woody is healthy. Who else? Lindsey Jones, you know, the Bunions from all the travel to the West Coast. You know, so, but like I said, I never hear you guys complaining about it, so I'm not going to complain about it. So, in many ways, you guys inspire me. But, no, I think I was kind of surprised that I was on it, to tell you the truth. But I think, like a lot of guys, it was a pretty physical game on Sunday. And so, in many ways, maybe I'm honored to be on it.
You indicated in the past you don't necessarily love the short turnaround on Thursday game. Would you rather be earlier in the year?
Yeah, I think I would. Can't speak for everybody on the team, but certainly if I had my preference, it would be where it is as opposed to late in the season. And, you know, it probably evens out. You know, we have to travel, lose half a day on Wednesday, but, you know, the Chiefs had to travel on Sunday, so that probably evens out. You know, it's a division game, so you know, I don't give that much of a – I don't think that makes it any easier because – even though they have the same coaching staff back, they have different players. You never know what changes they made scheme-wise in the offseason. Maybe they haven't shown yet until week one or week two. So there's always some unknown, some unscouted looks that you have to prepare for. So I think the key for us is trying to be really good at what we're doing and be sound in our execution. And that's kind of what our focus is going to be on.
Exclusive of the travel, how does preparation suffer on a short week?
Oh, Kisla also. Kisla's got gout for sure, right? I know he's got gout, but he never complains about it. So, go ahead.
Exclusive of the travel, how does preparation suffer on a short week?
Preparation, it's just crammed. You know, you're combining things that you would do over the course of 3 days into, you know, really 1.5 days, right? You're putting in your third down plan, your red zone plan, your goal line plan, all in kind of 1 day. So but like I said, both teams are dealing with it, and you got to deal with it once during the course of the season. And so we're trying to handle that short week preparation right now.
I didn't know you still had a bullet left in the chamber there. I
yeah, my bad.
Short week tougher mentally or physically?
I think early in the season, maybe mentally. I think later in the season, probably physically. Although, like I said, we had a pretty physical game on Sunday against the Ravens, and you know, offensively, even though, like I said, we didn't, you know, execute like we wanted to and didn't score as many points as we wanted to, we still had 77 plays. So offensively, it's probably, you know, we're probably a little more beat up than, you know, maybe even our defensive guys because we had more plays. So, but that was our game plan. We wanted to run a lot of plays versus Baltimore and keep their defense out there. So, I think mentally, just trying to get prepared for, you know, a team that you have, that you're familiar, you know, with some of their players, but, you know, there's still some unknown, I think, early in the season, based on any changes they might have made scheme-wise in the offseason.
When you don't have a great team, you know, not as good as you would like offensively Sunday, is it easier for you to put it behind now than it was 10 years ago, or does it make any difference?
Well, you know, I think we have to keep reminding ourselves around here that we did actually win the game, that we are 1-0. Thank goodness, because I can't imagine what it would have been like had we lost the game around. So, but we are 1-0, and feel good about that. Feel like we did help a little bit out there on Sunday in order to get that win. I think. You know, I've always said when you do lose a game, I think sometimes the best medicine is to get back out there and play as soon as you can. So, you know, I'm sure offensively, I speak for a lot of guys, that we certainly want to play better, and feel like, you know, that Thursday probably couldn't come soon enough to have another opportunity. And I think everybody wants to do their job better. But at the same time, we felt we did enough to help us win on Sunday. And you know, we're still learning things about ourselves and, like I said, kind of trying to improve a little bit each week. And that's kind of going to be our goal all season. Hopefully we can take another step on Thursday night.
Hey, when you look at the film, and opinions can always change after you get a chance to look at the film. Did you think you personally in the offense performed better or worse after you looked at it?
Yeah, like I said, we really haven't had a whole lot of time to look at it. We haven't watched it as a group. So, you know, we're kind of on to I know it's the we're kind of on to Kansas City, you know, at this point, and especially with this short week. But yeah, I mean, I think no matter how your coach graded you or however you feel you played, you always want to try to get better and try to get better the next week. And so that's what we're trying to do. But the main thing is somehow let's find a way to win a game, a division game, on the road against a really tough team. At their place, and team coming off, I think, a really good win.
Peyton, does the Chiefs look a lot up front like the Ravens? They got the edge rush guys.
Pretty stout, yeah. There's some similarities. Two really good outside edge pass rushers. I mean, Houston was, you know, 22 sacks last year, awfully impressive. Yeah, they got some guys back, didn't play last year, I think is pretty significant. That'll help them. You know, some veterans, you know, that are back. So, yeah, it's a stout, tough test. And, you know, we got some new players that are be their first time playing at Arrowhead and playing against this defense. And so there'll be some growing pains along the way. We just got to try to just keep chugging along, keep sawing wood, as old coach used to say. And that's what I think we'll keep doing.
Peyton, full speed games are always a different thing to look at evaluating a unit than practice and stuff. So did you get a chance to look at the entire offense and I guess be able to evaluate you guys as a unit after you get the ones out there for an entire game as opposed to half a game or whatever in the preseason?
Well, I mean, I was out there.
That's,
you know,
what I mean.
So yeah.
You learn a lot more with the new scheme.
Did we? I think we'll continue to learn more about our team throughout the course of the season. And certainly, yes, I think you do learn more during the regular season when you play all four quarters, and you go through some different situations, right? We had, our first backed-up situation last week, and probably couldn't have handled that any better than we did, you know, on our own four-yard line, and they easily could have had some momentum. I give us a good grade on that. You know, obviously we want to do better on pre-snap, you know, procedural penalties, like to eliminate those, and I like to get down the red zone more, and when we get down there, I like to punch into the end zone. So, yeah, we'll continue to learn more about ourselves and you know, throughout the course of the season. And like I said, our goal is just to try to keep improving, and that's kind of going to be our mindset all year long.